Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 6 days of memorials for President Jimmy Carter begin today in his native Georgia. President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend next week's state funeral for President Carter in Washington, D.C. The president-elect's been ordered to make another appearance, either in person or virtually in court in New York, for sentencing and his hush money conviction.
The judge has said that he intends to sentence him to this unconditional discharge. Now, what does that mean? It essentially means that Trump just gets off with a mark on his record. We've talked a lot about the potential for jail time or some other sort of sentence. That is unlikely to happen here, and the judge essentially says as much.
That's ABC's Catherine Falders. Authorities in Las Vegas say writings left by the man who shot himself inside of a rented Tesla before blowing it up outside the Trump Hotel revealed mental issues, including a struggle with PTSD. The 37-year-old Green Beret wrote the explosion was intended as a wake-up call. This is ABC News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves Washington Sunday for what's expected to be his last trip as secretary. He'll head to South Korea, Japan, and France. R&B star Brenton Wood died Friday morning, according to his manager.
In 1967, he had 3 hits, including Gimme a Little Sign. He also had a hit with a novelty record, the Oogum Boogum Song. Wood's third 1967 hit was Baby, You Got It. In 2024, he announced a farewell tour, but it was put on hold when Wood was hospitalized last May. No cause of death given. Brenton Wood was 83. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
One of the world's biggest sports stars right now may be 17-year-old Luke Littler. He became the youngest ever world darts champion last night. Last month, Google announced he was Britain's most searched athlete in 2024. Only Kate Middleton and Donald Trump drew more searches than Littler. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Hey, rock and rollers. On behalf of the Solid Gold Dancers and me, we want to say
Happy New Year!
Thank you, Joanne. We'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing again Saturday night in the new year of 2025 with all kind of rock and roll tunes, your special requests, and we'll be stopping and parking for a time in the year of 1985. So join us for music, fun, and trivia along the way. And Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Inspired Innovation Salon, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, and Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, I hope you'll join us for Those Were the Days. We'll try not to party too much.
Happy New Year!
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Certainly a cold and breezy one out there today. Be sure to bundle up as wind chill factors will hover below zero much of the day as polar high pressure over central Canada builds down across Wisconsin. This high will keep us dry really for the next 5 or 6 days, suppressing any major storms south of us. They are, in fact, expecting a pretty significant ice and snowstorm all the way from the Kansas area starting later today, stretching east all the way to Virginia. Winter storm warnings in place as some of those zones could pick up a foot of snow, even up to a half inch or an inch of ice accumulation on the south end of that. Now for us locally, looks like toward the end of next week we could see some snow showers move in, maybe by late Thursday night or Friday. At this point though, they don't look too significant, just a small accumulation possible. Here's that forecast for today. Lots of sunshine but a very chilly breeze, high temperature about 17, northwest wind 8 to 16, partly cloudy and cold tonight, low near 4 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10. Partly sunny and still brisk tomorrow, high of 18, northwest wind turning north around 10. As we head into Sunday night, just a few clouds, low at 9 degrees. Monday, partly cloudy to sunny and a touch warmer, high in the mid-20s. As we go into Tuesday, partly cloudy and seasonal, low near 8 with a high of 23. Wednesday, colder with a mix of sun and clouds, low 5 with a high of 18. Thursday, partly cloudy and still cool, low 4, high 21. There is a small chance of snow showers coming up late Thursday nights. Friday, a 40% chance of scattered light snow or flurries, low 12 with highs in the mid-20s, not quite as cool. You have yourself a good morning. Stay warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently, we're at 4 degrees so far. That is the morning low in Richland Center, following a high yesterday of 21. The record high in 1880, it was warm, 53, 26 below zero in 1964. 1 year ago, we had a high of 31, a low of 22. Sunrise today at 7:34, sunset tonight at 4:39, sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:34. We do have a wind chill of about 3 degrees below zero. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.33, a northeast wind between 3 and 5, and no precipitation to report today or yesterday. Our high yesterday, 21. Under clear skies, our current temperature is the morning low. We're at 4 above.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. We had girls high school basketball on the radio last night as our featured game of the night. With details,
Here's Phil Nee.
Dodgeville won its first conference game with a 40-26 girls basketball victory at Richland Center Friday night. The Dodgers went up by 9 at halftime, 20-11, and led by 16 early in the second half before the Hornets made a run and got within 8 points with 5 minutes to play. Dodgeville hit 3 key free throws and a pair of 3-pointers to seal the win. Richland Center sophomore Kylie Burns led her team with 15 points. Carly Meaden added 4, J.C. Gander 3, and Ella Weiss and Addie Board each had 2 points. The team was 8-for-18 from the line. Dodgeville was paced by sophomore Abilene Bartz with 17, freshman Emma Doherty had 11, and sophomore Lydia Riley scored 8 points. The Dodgers made 6 three-pointers, while the Hornets did not hit one from beyond the arc. The Dodgers were 8-for-21 from the line. It was a hotly contested JV game that nearly went 3 overtimes. The Hornets won in 2 overtimes, 30-28, over the Dodgers. With the 40-26 varsity win, Dodgeville is now 2-10 overall and 1-2 in the Southwest Conference, and they will play Belmont in non-conference action Monday night. The Hornets continue to search for a first win after their 11th loss to start the season. They will host Mauston on Tuesday. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other girls' finals from last night. Platteville, a big win over River Valley, 65-26. Prairie du Chien downed Lancaster, 54-35. DeSoto picked up the win against New Lisbon, 60-37. Wasika Steuben, 67. Brookwood, 30. River Ridge, Illinois, a 76-44 win over Southwestern. Wisconsin Heights, 43. Cambria Friesland, 38. And Black River Falls edged Toma, 47-46. In boys basketball news from last night, Ithaca was a winner over Waniwak Center, 73-34. Devin Iam had 19 for the Bulldogs. Sammy Clary put in 14. Casey Pomerane totaled 12. For the Wolves of Waniwak Center, Gavin Olson had 10. The Riverdale boys team won for a second night in a row with a 65-39 win at Boscobel. The Bulldogs led 24-22 at halftime before the Chieftains put together a strong second half. Bevan Dennis had 28, Owen Blankenship scored 18 for Riverdale, Dawson Stitzer finished with 10 points for Boscobel. Mineral Point defeated Fenimore 63-35. It was Argyle and Highland battling, with the Highland Cardinals picking up the victory 60-48. Seneca 78 cashed in 23. Hillsboro got by Westby 61-56. River Ridge 68, Monticello 21. Cuba City over Iowa Grant 75-42. It was a 59-38 win for DeSoto over New Lisbon. Darlington 75, Southwestern 66. Potosi 80, Judah 43. Belmont down to Blackhawk 68-30. Barneveld with a big win over Benton, 82-40. Baraboo 49, Reedsburg 40. Wisconsin Dells a 63-46 win against Westfield. Sauk Prairie 77, Portage 37. Nacoosa picked up a win over Mauston, 53-51. Toma 88, Black River Falls 77. And Sparta 68, Luther 54. The Richland Center boys basketball team will host Kenosha Indian Trail this afternoon. The men's alumni games get underway this morning and will lead right into JV1 action, which gets underway at 1:30. The varsity will follow around 3 p.m. Lots of sunshine today, but very cool and breezy. That according to Tony Schumacher, with a high of 17. Partly cloudy, cold tonight, a low down to 4. On Sunday, partly sunny, still brisk, with a high of 18. A few clouds Sunday night will drop down to 9. On Monday, partly cloudy to partly sunny and a bit warmer, a high of 25. Partly cloudy and seasonal on Tuesday, 23. Colder with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, 18. 21 on Thursday.
I've known a few. two guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, a know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. And a comb up his sleeve, just in case. And all that extra old gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Your car at night. Now come on, baby, tell me. You must be choking, right? Oh, oh, you think you're something special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but how you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me.
That's the one and only Shania.
That don't impress me.
Hey, welcome to Saturday, January 4th, 2025. So how many times have you written 2024?
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The Simons Recreation Complex wishes you health and happiness this holiday season and throughout the new year. The greatest gifts we can give to our friends and family is the gift of health and fitness. Simons has membership specials for you and gift certificates in any amount for that stocking stuffer or Secret Santa gift. Find out more at Simons Recreation Complex in Richland Center.
This Christmas, Mark's Auto Body and Mechanical is celebrating their amazing customers. They hope this season brings joy and that 2025 is filled with exciting opportunities for all. Arthur's Supper Club would like to thank their customers for another fantastic year, wishing everyone a holiday season full of warmth and a prosperous 2025 ahead.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
It's a half-price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item in regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This amazing deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways are not included. The sale ends tomorrow at 3 p.m. Save big at Mr. G's. Open until 4 p.m. today. Don't miss these incredible savings.
Mr. G's.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
From Meyer Oil and LP to their cherished customers, happy holidays. They're grateful for the support throughout the year and excited for what's to come in 2025.
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
That's Blackhawk. Goodbye says it all.
Goodbye.
price says it all.
6:24, as we move to 6:30, we will have a news, weather, and sports update. The Richland Center Hornet boys basketball team will host Kenosha Indian Trail this afternoon. Alumni games getting underway at 8 o'clock. The Ithaca Alumni Basketball Tournament's also going on tonight, 6 o'clock for the women's, 7:30 for the men. You can head over to WRCO.com, click on Community Calendar, and get the news story where you can register your team by contacting David Klang or Aaron Hipsch.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Shine down. Oh,
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 6:30, we're at 4 degrees above zero, time for a news update. Brought to you by Computer Connections, Why Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
When it comes to your mobile service, support matters. With Why Connect Wireless, you're backed by local customer support and the friendly faces you know. Enjoy the power of the nation's largest and most reliable network. With small-town customer care, it's here when you need it. Why Connect Wireless gives you big coverage and a local team to keep you connected. It's the 5G network you deserve from the people you trust.
From the WRCO newsroom, I'm Adam Haas. One person has been identified from the active triple homicide investigation from New Lisbon. The female deceased is an adult, 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba. The names of the two young girls who were killed are not being released, but the New Lisbon Police Department identified their ages as 12 and 13. Law enforcement is actively looking for Virgil II in the New Lisbon area based on tips they've received. Juneau County deputies have released more photos of II. Surveillance footage shows the 47-year-old inside a New Lisbon Dollar General Sunday, hours before the victims were found dead inside a home in New Lisbon. Another photo released by deputies showed II on a trail camera that same day. Chief Kyle Walker asked that anyone with information of the whereabouts or possible sightings of Virgil II contact police immediately. He should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, contact law enforcement. A California man has apologized for his connection to a 15-year-old girl who fatally shot a teacher and a fellow student at a religious school in Madison. Alexander Paffendorf told a judge on Friday in San Diego that he would accept the consequences of his actions without explaining his precise role. Authorities say he told FBI agents that he messaged the shooter about attacking a government building. He's not been charged with a crime, but is under investigation. He expressed regret after the judge kept an order to confiscate his guns and ammunition in effect until April the 4th. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a domestic disturbance early New Year's Day. A call came in around 12:45 reporting the disturbance on County Road HH and County Road H in the township of Arena. Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene and arrested Nicholas J. Hansen, 38, of Barneveld, on charges of battery, disorderly conduct, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Hansen was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released on bond. The Richland Center City Clerk's Office has released an update on the current status of candidate filings for the upcoming spring election. Four residents have filed to run for alderperson in the city of Richland Center. They include incumbent Karen Tepley in District 1, Rachel Schultz in District 2, incumbent Melanie Walters in District 3, and incumbent Steve Downs in District 4. Incumbent alderperson in District 2, Mark Chambers, has filed notification of non-candidacy. Eligible residents who wish to run for office have until Tuesday at 5 to register for ballot access in the spring 2025 election. The necessary paperwork for candidacy can be obtained from the city clerk's office or downloaded from the city website. For additional information or assistance, contact the city clerk's office 608-647-3466. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing more than $7.5 million in 26 cooperative agreements that support innovative, scalable waste management plans to reduce and divert food waste from landfills and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The Composting and Food Waste Reduction Cooperative Agreement, CFWR,
are part of the USDA's broad support of urban agriculture. The CWFR program is jointly administered by USDA's Office of Urban Ag and Innovative Production and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. The selected projects will be implemented between now and 2027. The Sun Prairie Food Residential Event and School Compost Undertaking Pilot Project, selected in Wisconsin, will integrate full-service composting into six major citywide events in Sun Prairie. These events include implementing lunchtime composting programs, share tables, a food waste reduction competition, and food waste-focused curriculum into select schools in the Sun Prairie Area School District, pilot an 18-month curbside composting service for residents, and distribute compost to community gardens and urban farmers while engaging these producers in a workshop centered around sustainable agriculture practices. The food rescue plot is expected to reach 12,000 people, divert 65,000 pounds of food waste from the landfill, produce 43,000 pounds of compost, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 27 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalents. And the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Sharing Space with Deke featuring Charlie Duke. Sharing Space with Deke is a live virtual conversation with astronaut Duke. Charlie Duke was selected by Deke Slayton to be a member of the 5th Astronaut Group in 1966. Duke became a lunar module specialist and oversaw the development of its propulsion systems. Due to his knowledge of the lunar module, he was asked by Tom Stafford, commander of Apollo 10, and Neil Armstrong, commander of Apollo 11, to be a CAPCOM for their missions. Duke was assigned as the lunar module pilot for Apollo 16, which launched in 1972. John Young and Duke spent 71 hours on the moon's surface and performed three EVAs. During this time, Young and Duke collected 213 pounds of rock and soil samples. One of those rocks is on display at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum. Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Charlie Duke, will be held tomorrow from 3 until 4. You may attend in person at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or via Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets may be purchased at the museum or online at DekeSlaytonMuseum.org.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Don't miss out. This is the last day to save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Lots of sunshine today, but very cool and breezy. That according to Tony Schumacher, with a high of 17. Partly cloudy, cold tonight, a low down to 4. On Sunday, partly sunny, still brisk, with a high of 18. A few clouds Sunday night will drop down to 9. On Monday, partly cloudy to partly sunny and a bit warmer, a high of 25. Partly cloudy and seasonal on Tuesday, 23. Colder with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, 18. 21 on Thursday.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
WRCO Radio Sports brought to you this morning by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and the guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com. Check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. We had girls high school basketball on the radio last night as our featured game of the night. With details, here's Phil Nee.
Dodgeville won its first conference game with a 40-26 girls basketball victory at Richland Center Friday night. The Dodgers went up by 9 at halftime, 20-11, and led by 16 early in the second half before the Hornets made a run and got within 8 points with 5 minutes to play. Dodgeville hit 3 key free throws and a pair of 3-pointers to seal the win. Richland Center sophomore Kylie Burns led her team with 15 points. Carly Meaden added 4, J.C. Gander 3, and Ella Weiss and Addie Board each had 2 points. The team was 8-for-18 from the line. Dodgeville was paced by sophomore Abilene Bartz with 17, freshman Emma Doherty had 11, and sophomore Lydia Riley scored 8 points. The Dodgers made 6 three-pointers, while the Hornets did not hit one from beyond the arc. The Dodgers were 8-for-21 from the line. It was a hotly contested JV game that nearly went 3 overtimes. The Hornets won in 2 overtimes, 30-28, over the Dodgers. With the 40-26 varsity win, Dodgeville is now 2-10 overall and 1-2 in the Southwest Conference, and they will play Belmont in non-conference action Monday night. The Hornets continue to search for a first win after their 11th loss to start the season. They will host Mauston on Tuesday. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other girls' finals from last night. Platteville, a big win over River Valley, 65-26. Prairie du Chien downed Lancaster, 54-35. DeSoto picked up the win against New Lisbon, 60-37. Waseca Steuben, 67. Brookwood, 30. River Ridge, Illinois, a 76-44 win over Southwestern. Wisconsin Heights, 43. Cambria Friesland, 38. And Black River Falls edged Toma, 47-46. In boys basketball news from last night, Ithaca was a winner over Waniwak Center, 73-34. Devin Iam had 19 for the Bulldogs. Sammy Clary put in 14. Casey Pomerane totaled 12. For the Wolves of Waniwak Center, Gavin Olson had 10. The Riverdale boys team won for a second night in a row with a 65-39 win at Boscobel. The Bulldogs led 24-22 at halftime before the Chieftains put together a strong second half. Bevan Dennis had 28, Owen Blankenship scored 18 for Riverdale, Dawson Stitzer finished with 10 points for Boscobel. Mineral Point defeated Fenimore 63-35. It was Argyle and Highland battling, with the Highland Cardinals picking up the victory 60-48. Seneca 78 cashed in 23. Hillsboro got by Westby 61-56. River Ridge 68, Monticello 21. Cuba City over Iowa Grant 75-42. It was a 59-38 win for DeSoto over New Lisbon. Darlington 75, Southwestern 66. Potosi 80, Judah 43. Belmont down to Blackhawk 68-30. Barneveld with a big win over Benton, 82-40. Baraboo 49, Reedsburg 40. Wisconsin Dells a 63-46 win against Westfield. Sauk Prairie 77, Portage 37. Nacoosa picked up a win over Mauston, 53-51. Toma 88, Black River Falls 77. And Sparta 68, Luther 54. The Richland Center boys basketball team will host Kenosha Indian Trail this afternoon. The men's alumni games get underway this morning and will lead right into JV1 action, which gets underway at 1:30. The varsity will follow around 3 p.m. John Blackwell set career highs with 32 points and 6 three-pointers, and Wisconsin finished with a program-best 21 makes from behind the arc in a 116-85 rout over Iowa last night in Madison. Wisconsin finished 40 of 61 from the field, including 21 of 31 from three-point range, to score its most points at the Kohl Center, its home arena, since 1998. The Badgers' previous best three-point mark was 18. That was back in 2020 with a victory over Nebraska. Luke Getsy is returning to the Roots and helping the Green Bay Packers after getting fired as the Las Vegas Raiders offensive coordinator earlier this season. Getsy had worked on Green Bay's staff from 2014 to 2017 and again from 2019 to 2021. He was the Packers quarterback's coach on Matt LaFleur's staff when Aaron Rodgers won back-to-back MVP awards in 2020 and 2021. Now, he's helping out from a different perspective by monitoring the Packers' defense. Getsy attended Green Bay's practice on Friday as the playoff-bound Packers prepare for their regular season finale at Lambeau Field against the Chicago Bears. It's Packers and Bears tomorrow right here on WRCO-FM 100.9, pregame 10 a.m., kickoff set for noon. And three Green Bay Packers have been named to the NFC roster for the 2025 Pro Bowl. The game will take place February 2nd in Orlando. Green Bay players participating in the annual game will be running back Josh Jacobs, defensive end Rashawn Gary, and safety Xavier McKinney. For the first time since he was a rookie starter in 2018, Kansas City Chief quarterback Patrick Mahomes is not included. His favorite target, future Hall of Fame tight end Travis Kelce, is on the team.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
My heart is out of control. This old love struck soul just lives for the moment you're around. And when I hold on to you, it is all I can do just to keep my feet on the ground. Desperately, loving you desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly, think about you constantly. Look at what you've done to me, I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately. Will I laugh? Will I cry? Will I live? Will I die? It all depends upon you. And it is dangerous, I know, to be lost in you so. But I am, and there's nothing I can do. Desperately, loving you desperately. When you're not here with me,
I get a little bit crazy. Constantly, think about you constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately. Desperately, loving you desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly, think about you constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately.
That's classic Don Williams for your weekend wake up. Saturday, January 4th, 2025. How many of you have had to cross out that 4 and write a 5? I know I'll be doing that until about May. At 6:51, the worst floor and home thermometer. Oh, going the wrong way, kiddies. We're at 3 above with a wind chill and minus 5.
This holiday season, the team at Rockwell Automation extends their warmest wishes to everyone in Richland Center and beyond. May your days be filled with joy, laughter, and cherished moments with loved ones. From their family to yours, Rockwell Automation wishes you a happy holidays and reminds you to stay safe during your travels this festive season. Happy holidays from Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Meyer Oil and LP wishes their customers a joyful holiday season. They're grateful for the trust and support shown throughout the year and look forward to serving everyone in the new year.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tab bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15 and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tab bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2. For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
Weekend Wake Up.
My brother Adam plays the best country, and I should know because I'm from the South.
Weekend Wake Up.
Hey, Adam, turn the music up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-huh.
If I gave you pretty flowers, if I took you out to dinner, if we walked home by the river, would you invite me in? If we sat down on the sofa, if I told you funny stories, if I moved a little closer, would you put your hand in mine? If I told you you were lovely, if I put my arm around you, if I touched you on the shoulder, would you rest your head on mine? If I took you out to dinner, if I moved a little closer, and I touched you on the shoulder, would you make love to me?
Gill, and you got it, funny man, Steve Martin on the banjo from 2009. We are about 3 minutes before the top of the hour, when we'll have for you a news update from the ABC Radio Network. -4 wind chill, the worst floor and home thermometer showing 3 above. This is Alicia Elliott. You want to watch?
Some guys, ooh, they're really something. They're always acting like they're so hot. Seem any different. I keep wishing, but I guess you're not. You wanna what? I don't think so. I don't waste my time on guys like that. You might be tough, but that's not enough to make it last. You wanna what?
ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. House Speaker Mike Johnson was reelected to that post after two Republicans who initially voted against him changed their votes. After he was sworn in, Johnson